We're going to pivot right into a brand new topic. You may have seen this at KSL.com, where an employee of the Utah County Attorney's Office, and we're only finding out about this now. This happened last week.
Yeah, why was it kept under wraps for so
long? But a concealed carry permit holder brought his concealed weapon into the Utah County Attorney's Office, although I guess it doesn't specifically say that these were employees, but these were people who were in the office.
Okay.
Another concealed weapon permit holder asked to see the weapon, and as they checked it out, they fired around through a window and out the building. Now, police came
like
and they
this.
Tried to find the bullet. They couldn't find the bullet. They think it landed in grass, some grass outside. But
this is how kids die in houses. I mean,
well,
a lot of times, right?
And that's
right?
the thing.
I mean,
and first off, I'm going to take issue with the way, and I meant to bring this up with Spencer Hall from KSL.com. I didn't get a chance. So I saw him in the newsroom. I was going to bring it up, but I didn't get a chance to. And I, you know, when you have a news product, whether it be radio or TV or .com or newspaper,
right.
whatever, you have what's known as a style guide, which helps you kind of know how to consistently phrase things, right? And so when to use the word terrorist attack, when to use the word, you know, there's a method to the madness. And it's, you know, some rules are unique to the individual outlet, depending on circumstances. Others are across the board. You'll see in across the journalism world, everyone will use the same terminology.
So what was your gripe with, with Spencer?
My gripe was that we used the word accidentally.
Mm.
And I think that should be replaced with the word negligently. Because an accident implies something that
could not have been prevented.
Right.
It's like saying, like the UHP, for example, they do not refer to car crashes as accidents. They call them
crashes.
They call them crashes because they say that all of these things are preventable. While,
yeah.
And those are difficult in
and
a lot of cases. Those are difficult too. But I get what you're saying.
So I feel
and
like
for some person who's listening, they might go, "Well, that's kind of a weird thing for you to attach on." But I think that that's the crux of this conversation,
and,
Ethan,
and
because that's what we're talking about.
And honestly, I think that people who are really pro gun rights should agree with me on that, because if you allow people to characterize these as accidents, then the gun continues to become something in people's minds that is uncontrollable and inherently dangerous. And we all know that lying on a table, a gun is as inert as any other piece of metal. And if you keep calling these shootings accidental,
it makes
well
it
then,
sound like that if these guns are around, they might accidentally just go
right.
off wherever.
I think that the word accident indicates an inherent danger that doesn't actually exist.
And I do think
and you got to use the word negligence to make it certain that the problem is with the person that handled it. I mean, at the end of the day, these guys are so lucky. They were standing there checking this out. What if there had been a third person standing right in front of the gun?
Bullet. You'll read that story on KSL.com every year where a child will be showing another child a gun in a house, or a teenager or even an adult will be showing another person a gun and it'll go off and that person's in the hospital, or in a lot of cases, as we've seen, that kid passes away, that mom is hit in the hip or whatever and is in critical condition. We see these stories all the time, and it's not about gun control. Do not send in your texts about how this is why we shouldn't have guns, because rather than this being a gun control issue, it's about education. And I grew up with guns in my house. I have guns in my house now. And my dad, as a Marine sharpshooter, taught us how to respect guns. And BB guns and pellet guns in my house, Ethan, were just as dangerous as other guns, because my dad knew that that was the beginning of where that barrel is supposed to point, where things are supposed to, where the gun is supposed to be compared to where people are, where the gun's supposed to be pointing compared to where people are, making sure that the chamber is empty, or, and in every case, pretending like the gun is loaded all the time, keeping that finger off of the trigger, etc., taking all those precautions. Now, those things are all made, and that is about the education part of it. So I don't want people to say, well, if we didn't have, we had more guns under control, we wouldn't have this. But it's not about that, because when you say accidents happen, Ethan, I think you're exactly right. Accidents happen. That's not true, because it's somebody not being prepared. We've got a clip right here, right? And this is an officer who has gone to an inner city school. This is a high school. And he's gone to this. He's got his police badge on. He's got his kind of his detective uniform, which just says police across it. He's got like his gear in there. And he's talking to them about gun violence. It's an inner city school. And suddenly the conversation turns into gun safety, because he's got himself what he calls an accident, but it is totally preventable.
This is a Glock 40. 50 Cent, too short. All of them talk about Glock 40. Okay, I'm the only one in this room professional enough that I know of to carry this Glock 40. I'm the only
one. Shoots the ground. It actually hits his foot. Doesn't hit anybody else.
Yeah.
And he says, is everybody all right? Now, he actually uttered the phrase, I'm the only one that's qualified and professional enough in this room that I know of that can hold this Glock 40. Boom.
At that point,
he's like cocking the gun, and the gun goes off, and it hits his foot. He starts to try to keep going on with this presentation. Everybody in the room is in shock, including him, because he's actually had a bullet go through his toe, but he's freaking out without trying to freak out. At that point, the conversation turns from don't mess around with guns to don't use guns as violence, and don't try to use guns as a means of trying to, you know, commit a crime or anything like that, to hey, make sure that you don't even play with guns.
Listen up, guys. Listen up. And I made a mistake. So listen to me. Guys, listen to me. Yeah, listen to me. See that, how the accident happened? It can happen to you, and you can be blown away. Okay? So, guys, never play with guns. See how accidents happen? They happen.
Well, and
see how
he said he said you could be playing with that gun, you could get blown away, and which we know that
he's
from
totally
another.
Right.
Well, we know that from another news story. You know, the one in Provo at the Utah County Attorney's Office. The round went out the window and it landed in a field.
This
it could have gone.
This police officer avoided a disaster missed everybody in the room.
That round could have gone through a person and landed in a schoolyard, realistically.
Mm-hmm.
But there was another incident, and you may have seen this in the this week, where a teenager was taking selfies with a gun. And apparently he thought it was unloaded. It wasn't. He shot himself in the neck. And killed himself. And this was a kid who was on his way to college this fall. And it's easy to fall victim to forgetting how dangerous guns are. Guns are so cool. We like them. We think they're awesome. The toughest guys we know in movies carry guns. Medal of Honor winners to a man carried weapons when they went into combat.
I mean,
these guns are something that we gravitate to because they're dangerous, and they have a place in pop culture where we gravitate to them, and our level of respect for them as a weapon doesn't match our level of interest and curiosity. And it doesn't match the coolness factor. We don't understand or we forget what the real consequences are. And that's what happened with these guys in the Utah County Attorney's Office. And boy, this story could have been. I mean, we're seeing the story now at KSL.com the week after it happened.
Which is weird. I don't know why
we
heard it so long after it actually happened.
This could have just as easily been
breaking news.
A shooting at the Utah County Attorney's Office.